Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make
it. Let's do our vocal warm up.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the big show today. Office Hours is live, coming to you from Glendale, California. Here in, in Glendale, California.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me for a sec. Ray. And it is the date. Is it the last day of September? Not quite.
Close.
Not quite. We are closing in. Getting through it day by day. It is, I'll give you this, a lot of people want to know. A lot of people tune into the show to find out what day it is. They don't know.
Oh, yeah. The Daily Show.
It's the Daily Show. One, two. And you hear a voice coming in. That can only mean one thing. It's September 29th. And it also means Reggie Watts finally making his Office Hours debut with us today.
Feels
and
great.
He is applying lotion.
I am.
And sunblock, because this is a UV light here.
I know. You warned me. You warned me.
I a lot listen. Of guests like the tan. Behind me, my stalwarts, my guys, fucking guys, the dudes, the team, the trinity, DJ Doug Palm.
Good horny.
Ooh.
Wow, that's cool. That's different.
That's the new one. It's
what
good
are you,
horning.
A ram?
It's now good horning.
And Victor Berger the Fourth.
What's sip, everybody?
Yes, what's sip, everybody? Let's take a sip of our beverage.
Beverly good Hills. Morning. Too bad you're not filming there.
That would be beverage. Fun. Would that be more convenient for you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sorry to push you. So I don't know where you live, and we're not going to give your address out. We're not like one of those shows where we're doxing our guests.
Oh, you're not one of those standard shows that does that?
No, I didn't ask you to do whiteface, so if you want to keep
hey guys, check it
blending.
Out.
Look, hi guys, how are you? You recognize me now?
I don't know where you live, but was it a haul to come east, to come Glendale?
I mean, it was a good 11 minutes. I shaved it down to 9.
Oh, well, then you sound like you live just down the hill.
Yeah, I do.
I don't see you at the local markets.
No, I go to special markets.
I bet you do.
Underground.
Listen, I'll tell you something, folks. Vic and Doug both brought in these synthesizer machines here. They're like two little boys on Christmas morning with hope, and they're so happy. Of course, I'm seething about it.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you can't fight the seether, man.
It pulls. What it does is it pulls focus from wah. But that's okay.
I think it enhances you.
What are you drinking there? Is that mud from my backyard?
Yeah, I saw this puddle back there, and I just happen to have this tall jar.
That is definitely from a special market.
Yeah, this is from a special market. It's got jojoba in it.
I don't even know what jojoba is. What is that, Santa Claus's favorite drink?
Get out of here,
I'm
Tim.
I'm sorry.
What are you?
I'm caffeinated, and I'm ready to have fun with Reggie. Reggie, I've known many, many years.
That's true.
And you don't have an age today. I don't know what's going on with you. It's the lotion.
Yeah. Billy Lotion's what they used to call me.
Billy Lotion. You're quick.
No, that's just really my name.
This is Watts, because Watts is so perfect for you. Watts. Energy.
I agree.
Energy. Enjoy it.
I love it. Oh my God.
I was going to ask you about.
Thank you for that.
What?
I mean, I got lots to talk to you about, but do you, and I've told this story on the podcast or TV. It is a TV show, by the way. I want you to know that.
Of course.
People are watching it at home on their big screen TVs.
Yeah.
They're watching it. Some people are throwing big parties and they're having the big blow up TVs outside.
That's insane.
Barbecuing and grilling and watching the show.
I can't wait for the fan photo book.
But do you remember the kind of December? Was that song?
Mm-hmm.
People are cooking and eating and watching this on TV.
A little late.
Ireland, Dublin, Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
Brody Stevens.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace. Do you remember? Maybe you weren't there for this specific moment, but Brody Stevens, I feel like you were. If you weren't, pretend you were.
Okay.
You're a great actor.
Yes,
you're a great improviser.
Sure.
You roll with it.
Sure.
Brody Stevens backstage. Another comic is up on stage, mm-hmm. and there's a big tent.
Yes.
You know, a couple hundred people in there. And Brody's famous for tambourine work.
He is really good.
And we were in the back, and Brody was backstage warming up while the guy was on stage.
Oh,
and all you could hear through this thing was...
You got it.
This poor comedian is up there just like, what the hell is going on?
I do remember that.
But we had a nice time out there.
It was great. It was like all of our friends got booked for that.
I know.
We're all out there.
You're here out of your great, gracious appreciation for my body of work. But
of course.
Also.
Of course.
You'll be performing at Desert.
Dessert days.
Dessert days, yes. Dessert days. You're going to have fun there. Ice cream and cookies and everything.
Iced creams and cookies.
Pies.
Yes. So
Desert days out who knows where these days. Is it the same place it was last year, Matt?
Always. Lake Paris, sure.
Oh, they just keep it there.
Yeah.
That's cool. It was beautiful originally grounds. Somewhere else.
It's not like the mountain in Krull, you know, that disappears at dawn and reappears
this
somewhere else.
This reference, I don't know.
Okay. Guys, get on it. Krull.
Do people swim?
Nick Krull?
Do people swim Nick in the Krull. Lake there at the Desert Days? Are people swimming?
I think they do. I've heard rumor.
Huh.
The pounding.
When is that? You don't know.
It's this weekend.
Oh, there you go. Perfect time.
That's why I know, because it's this weekend.
Perfect promotional opportunity Saturday, here for you.
Saturday,
but frankly, Saturday, people listening Saturday, to the show either are going Saturday, or they're not. I don't know.
That's what true. I found. Yeah. I found that to be true of most shows.
Is there any reason to promote anything? Like
To promote it. I'm just saying
in general, like, yeah. does it do any good to even bring anything up?
Yeah. I mean, you know, with a festival, it's hard to say because you figure people probably have already decided to go. It's like, last minute, I better go. I bet you there's some last minute.
I was in New York a month ago, and there were big Desert Days poster flyers all over New York. Like,
that's pretty cool. I mean, every time I mention Desert Days, everyone freaks out about it, and I don't really know anything about it. So I guess it's a very beloved festival.
Let me do just a quick bit of business here.
Of course.
You know how
sponsor
it goes.
Time.
No sponsors, excited. Actually.
Come on. Jesus. What kind of show is it?
The big news broke the other day that it was very funny because these very seldom read online publications like Podcast Business News Network and Radio Gazette or whatever picked up the story that Forever Dog, which is a podcast network, which who knows even what that means.
I don't know.
Has acquired Office Hours, which I love. They use the acquisition. Us and The Best Show and Double Threat, Tom Sharpling's Juggernaut.
And they refer to it as very popular.
They did refer to it as very popular.
Podcast.
That's pretty good.
Unknown sources.
Yeah, very
unknown
popular.
Sources confirmed.
Did they ever use the word mainstay?
Mainstay. Legendary podcast. And of course, it's created a tremendous amount of confusion. Gotta
Come
get
on,
him a cough,
guys.
A
I'm
cough
sorry,
mic.
Guys.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
Just... It, people go, is the show professional? I go, it's not. You know, we're working some things out. But
professional light.
Yeah. Imagine if David Letterman had Paul Schaefer over there yakking up a lung into the mic.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's just
very hard to. It's all I'm saying is very hard to picture that.
I know. I get a lot of phlegm.
Or Reggie Watts himself next to James Corden doing such a thing.
True.
You'd be out of there in 2 minutes.
James is so funny.
Or Doc Severinsen. Imagine Doc Severinsen.
Oh,
or
the Doc.
Excuse me, Johnny.
It's happened.
And your throat is clear, my friend.
Clean as a whistle.
Clean.
Going clear.
Well,
my throat
back,
went clear.
Back up to this. Now, of course, they're going through all their obligatory coughing sound effects.
It's the you mention it, we play it policy.
Yes, that's right. Oh, believe me, the other day I offhandedly mentioned frogs.
Oh, God.
Right?
No.
And a good 30 seconds goes by, and then we get sheep in my ear, right?
I
and
got I go, frogs.
What the hell is the sheep about? And he goes, it's ready. The closest thing I can find to a frog. I go, well, what? Thank you.
An infinite sheep. It's like a machine gun sheep.
Hold on, I'm falling asleep. All right, thank you.
Cock-a-doodle.
No problem.
Yeah, cock-a-doodle dead.
Because you have it, don't mean you need to use it.
That's true. Restraint. Learn from it.
Here's, but the news caused tremendous upheaval in the community.
It did.
Well, people want to know, what's going to change? Are you guys moving? Am I still going to get it on the Patreon and all this stuff? I go, and the message is nothing apparent will change to you.
Great.
The show, if you don't subscribe to Patreon, which is remarkable, if you do, it's just stunning. What it is deception and deceit and all the things that Judas and Peter Iscariot were known for back in the day. You know, Jesus, Peter denied Jesus. Peter denied Jesus. And Judas, he deceived, no, he... What's the word? He betrayed.
Oh, there we
and
go.
That's who you are if you're out there listening to the show of freeloading, and you're just a combo of Peter and Judas. You're penis in my book.
Ooh, penis.
Penis.
Ugh.
You deny gross. and you betray.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian.
So if you're a Patreon member, patreon.com/officehourslive, you will see no change. There'll be no ads. Amen. There'll be no anything, but for the people that are deceivers and betrayers, the penises out there.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Then you will get some different ads. And listen, it's all about sharing this.
Sorry, man.
I just got very. You now we're all now we all have it psychosomatically.
Yeah,
in our
heads. I know. Psychosims. So you're saying everything's going to change on the ads.
It's nothing but ads. Our first ad is for...
nothing but ads.
Guitar rig.
Oh, yeah.
Proline guitar rig.
Whoa, NBI.
I like to welcome a Zoomer, and because people... That's part of what the show's all about. Let's just say hi to somebody, and we'll get to city of the day, activity of the day... Everything, we're going to get Reggie talking about whatever he wants to talk about and so much more. It's going to be a fun ride, so buckle
Hello,
up.
Hello, everybody.
Slippery Sam, you're on the air.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Hello, 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 hello. How we doing, everybody?
Slippery Sam standing in front of his own Slippery Sam.
Wait, look at that shirt, too. What's
I know
going on
that artist. That's the guy from Texas.
Oh, that's
yeah,
Duck.
Yeah, repping my Duck shirt. Yeah.
There's a Duck shirt now?
You know Duck?
Yeah, so I can't believe it hasn't come up yet. Duck is a Twitch streamer, and he is amazing, and everybody should check him out. I think it's Cartoon Mess Live.
Okay. We knew that.
Well, he's a proprietary to our show.
Okay.
Right.
That's news to me that he's off there doing other work. And now we have a big virus.
He's going to get it now. I wanted to get into, I know we got some gearheads here, so I wanted to show off some of my gear I've got here. I've got a little mini synth here as well.
Disappears.
Really, oh, that looks good. I can't quite see it. It's a disappearing synth. Oh, that makes sense.
There we go.
That makes sense. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's a Korg.
We can only take your word for it.
he's using optical camouflage. This guy's ahead.
Right, this one I think is going to do a little better.
Ooh.
This is my SP-404.
Oh, I like that. That's
got
classic.
Sampler here.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful modified OG keys on top too.
Going to get Reggie a napkin for the drool.
Oh, drool police.
Any other keyboards or doodads you want to show off? Or are we pretty much up to speed on your synths?
That's it for gear.
Good news.
I got a pun.
We got a pun. We love puns.
Puns are the one.
I've got a few, but I'm going to save some of the good ones for the next.
What, for the fucking Twitch show the Ducks got going on? Oh, there you go. We're live.
I got to save it for Ameripon Idol.
Ameripon Idol.
Reggie, stop what? Watching the show on YouTube, okay? I know that we're broadcasting live.
Yes.
Okay?
You guys can see this?
All right, pun away.
What did the Rastafarian pirate say?
Guess?
Guesses? Rastafari, he said, what are you doing with yourself there, you dumb thief?
Yeah, something with R in it.
Aye.
I get it.
I get it. Oh.
Did you say I and I or I?
I.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
Very good. You could have gone with Popeye, too, if you wanted to do something different than pirates, which are pretty played out.
Pirate, the pun is always R, so you have to say sailor. Say aye, captain.
All right, we'll get the room working on that. Yeah, we'll get the writer's room working on it.
I'm already working on it.
We'll
I like it. Okay. I like it, though. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Matt, let's do, the other little bit of business is two things. Office Hours East with the great John Glazer.
Oh.
You familiar with John Glazer?
Yeah, he got glazed. Yeah, he's awesome.
John Glazer's Loves back gear. Tomorrow.
That's sick.
Friday night. We do a whole other broadcast from New York.
Listen up, mister.
That's great.
It is great.
You move the whole production over there.
Yeah. We pack everything up.
That's insane.
Truck it up.
Is that going to change with the new acquisition?
Well, frankly, yes. The Skinner painting, which is not here, has it been already boarded up?
Boarded up. I find a picture of it, but you could just
remember in the Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein when they're opening up that box and getting in there with all that
the
hay,
the filigree. Yeah.
Filigree, nice.
Let's go.
That's what's happening. Oh, that is gorge.
Yeah, so we're raffling that off for charity.
Damn.
And the charity ends tomorrow. So details down there in the description of the YouTube video if you'd like to enter that contest.
Thanks a lot.
It's the city of the day!
The city of the day.
Very smooth.
God. Chicago. Nantucket.
Guess the city.
Cleveland.
That's not Cleveland.
Oh, that's San Diego.
Oh, is it? No.
I don't know.
The city of the day is brought to you by Vapor Vision Fart Detection Glasses. Whoever smelt it, dealt it? I don't think so. The mystery and the lies are over, folks. Now you can positively identify exactly who farted with Vapor Vision Fart Detection Glasses. These stylish tactical sunglasses are optical thermal sensors and infrabrown vision to spot a fart before it can reach your nose. We all know that some air biscuits don't stink in these high-tech glasses. Also, can also tell you exactly how much methane, fecal matter, and stench a fart contains. Vapor visions are also good for precision crop dusting and aiming your own gas with pinpoint accuracy. Now you'll know when to run away or breathe easy with Vapor Vision Fart Detection Glasses. That's VFDG. Order tomorrow and get a free set of nose plugs absolutely free by going to visualsilence.fart/tranquility. Okay. I would like a personal request to the ad department if we could no longer use the word fart in our copy.
Oof.
I think I'm not offended by it. I just find it to be a bit comedically pedestrian.
I have to play the jingle.
Yes, you do.
Vapor vision, detection glasses.
Very, very good.
Interesting.
I just think you could have a lot more fun with terms like gas.
Yeah.
Or other
petulance.
Wind.
Yeah, wind.
Make wind.
Make wind. Just a note.
Yeah.
I like the word fart the best of all the gas words.
Why? I just... It's very well, now Zucker I know. Brothers-y.
Now I know.
It's very Mad Magazine.
Ein Fart.
Mad Magazine is Toot. One of the greats.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Oh, a methane release.
Let us...
Do we want to do the activity of the day? Is that something?
Well, that usually comes after the city of the day,
oh,
my
yeah,
friend.
Sorry.
Oh, right.
City of the day.
I was forgetting about that. Sylvia, would you be our city of the day? My original city of the day bailed on me.
Ooh.
Oh, it Christianed on you?
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
Look at her coming from a TV screen. That's a neat new one.
Oh, I love this. You're awesome.
What show are you on right now? What, Dawson's Creek or something?
We're all watching Jurassic Dominion. Jurassic World Dominion.
They're all the same.
Honestly, there's too many words. Yeah. City of the day. I'm in San Francisco.
Okay.
Damn.
Bay Area. I could go through a lot of things I know about San Francisco, but why? You ever spend any time up there?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. We all know where it is.
Yeah, we all know where it is. Yeah.
I stopped doing Sketchfest, you know?
I did
I'd
too. I
sort of just like, well, I could just go up to San Francisco and do a show, you know, in my own time.
Yeah, and I never did sketches.
No.
Sylvia, in your finger, is that pot?
No.
You're supposed to say...
It's not pot. It's a clove cigarette.
It's a clove.
It's a clove cigarette.
That's just some Bay Area shit. It's Northern California.
It's not pot. Can you do a Bill Maher?
Bill Maher?
That's Bill Maher.
Oh, is that what he said? It's not pot. Damn it, I can't do it.
It's not pot.
Sorry. Sorry, take away
from
your city.
You gotta be more arrogant.
I know. So totally self-satisfied.
Yeah. Vic made me watch the latest. We won't go into it too deeply. But okay.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, wonderful. Right there in the city, how's the city doing? Is it a beautiful day?
It is a gorgeous day. I'm in the Mission District. It's sunny with a slight cool breeze coming in from the sea. What can I say? I'm smoking my clove.
Yep.
My kitten is outside just jumping around in the garden.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
Aren't
day.
You living the life? What do you do for a living that you can just be lazing around?
Come on.
Tech.
It's a beautiful day.
Tech.
You working for Apple?
Apple.
No, I'm not.
Orange?
Oh, you're working for Microsoft.
Tim Apple.
I'm currently a trophy wife.
A trophy wife? So you just hand out trophies? My husband said you should have this.
No, I'm in school full time.
School. Oh, nice. For medical? Yeah. Medical?
Medical? No.
Okay.
Science. That's silly.
Well, science. She's like, medical? No.
No, that's gross.
Science. Duh. Obviously.
Science. Biotech. Biotech?
Hey, listen, they figured everything out with science already, so you don't have to bother.
They
right?
did.
They've got it all
I'm
down.
I'm studying geology.
Oh, boy. Nat Geo.
Guess what? We got a rock. Guess what? Here's another rock.
Yeah. They old. Turns out rocks ain't that new.
How did these rocks form? Don't worry about it. We know already.
Yeah.
We already know.
How about that space the thing where they knocked
asteroid.
Oh
asteroid.
Yeah, where they landed on that.
They didn't land. They go boom.
Oh yeah, they
right
went boom.
The sucker.
They went boom, and then the Italian spacecraft's right behind. Said, I think of the picture.
Okay.
It's true.
I want to know. Wait, you didn't hear about this and you're studying science and geology?
What? You don't know what we're talking about? This is space, man.
It was crazy. Matt, maybe you can find the video of it because they have a camera going towards this thing.
Yeah.
And it's just going like, doot, 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 and then gone.
Yeah, spider webs. And then there's this little Italian ship that's taking an outside photograph.
Why are these Italians taking pictures?
Because they're Italian, huh? They hang out behind and they take the picture.
You could have gone a little more racist with it.
Fascist. I could have gotten a little bit more fascist. Italy's fascist. What's that?
I'm going to take a nice picture.
I've been taking a nice picture.
Then I go veer away so I don't hit
you. And have a nice gelato a Ferrari.
What do you got? You got it, Matt?
Yes. I need you to explain it to me. I'm confused.
That's not it.
That's not
it?
It?
You're looking for San Francisco? Oh, you're looking for the footage. Oh, yeah, check this out.
I think now you only need to play the do-do-do-do. It goes...
Okay, so check this out. There's the mass coronal ejection.
No, but there's a shot from this ship.
What?
That goes.
Oh yeah, there's the onboard camera.
It's
shot.
Like that's it. It's like that's four frames of just getting closer and closer. Ding,
but there's ding. Also the Italian one took some distant photographs too, but. It's fine.
So you didn't just come up with Italy out of nowhere. You were
no.
There is some
I'm
connection
a science noid.
Stop showing this video because
it's
not
so cool though. It looks like get away from me, push.
So what it is, Matt, is and to all the listeners who don't know, including actual science.
Oh, that's
students.
The impact. Yeah, that's the Italian spacecraft shot.
I'm gonna be over here.
Yeah, so, I'm taking a picture.
I'm gonna stay out of the way.
I hear already. I might as well.
So what NASA did. Is
yes.
They said, what about a plan where we can knock into one of these asteroids? Let's say, worst case scenario, there's one of these boys coming our way.
Yeah.
They go, what would be cool is literally like in that Armageddon movie,
yep.
They fire off a ship, they fire off a satellite or something, and it knocks into it and it changes the course of the asteroid.
Yes. Yeah. So and, first, in our history.
So it changes certainly the course of history.
Can they aim one so it knocks it into like an enemy? So it blow up Russia or something?
The hidden optically camouflaged ships that are just outside our orbit.
So first step in doing such a thing is to see if that idea even works. And yeah. I don't know. It looked like because it hit.
Yeah.
And it's like, how is that thing going to change anything?
I don't know, but it's
but
space.
It's the butterfly effect.
It's the butterfly effect.
It's the butterfly effect.
We change its trajectory by 2 centimeters, which equals 72 miles by this distance.
Meanwhile, there's some other planet going, well, Xylor, it looks as if that meteor is going to miss us by just 10 feet.
I guess we can hold off all of this preparation.
Wait a minute. Something's changed.
What?
Our calculations now predict the asteroid to hit with 100% certainty.
Wait a minute. Asteroids come just here. Don't move on their own.
Someone's responsible for this.
Track that trajectory.
Uh-oh.
It appears to be a small planet in a solar
system. It's gone previously undetected. That's so dumb.
That's how we kill ourselves.
We should have leave things be in the great wide universe.
Move an asteroid, kill a planet.
Yeah. So that's the story with that. Do we have it now, Matt?
Yes.
This is just remarkable. Look, this is real. This is not some animation. Boing!
And that's the size of a football stadium.
And you know what's so sad? There was a puppy on board of that ship.
Why did they put the puppy on there?
Snuck in.
It snuck on.
Like someone put some like snacks.
Stow away.
Because it does have that like little garage hatch with nothing inside of it. It's weird, but there's just nothing. It's a compartment, nothing inside of it.
And the front of it is this little bay window, and the dog's just sitting there.
Yeah, totally.
Gone. Very sad.
It's like, boy, do I need to pee. That looks like a great place to... Oh.
Ooh, finally land. Woof, woof. Really dumb. Let's take another zoomer. Oh, I'm sorry, Vic. I'll do deference to you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do Vic's activity of the
real
day.
Real quick. I'm running out of activities, but here's the...
Jesus. Is that positive?
So today's activity of the day, all you have to do is take a 10 to 15 minute walk, but... No headphones, no phone. Leave it at home.
I love it.
Take a walk. Enjoy the sounds. Okay?
I do that.
There you go.
I mean, people say, what's your secret? I've lost weight. I don't know if you've noticed.
What? You look great.
People say, there's two things I do. I do the intermittent fasting, so I don't eat before noon. I don't eat after 6.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to do that.
And then the other thing I do is at least 3 times a week, if more if I can, I do more like a 45-minute run than walk. But the key is I don't do headphones.
Nice.
I use it as a morning. It's an idea generator. I get tons of ideas. I get so many great ideas.
Yeah.
I have so many great ideas.
If I'm stuck on something or if I want to work on something, I do the walk, the blood starts flowing, and bang, ooh, bang. I'm taking out my phone, going voice memos. Doot, doot, doot. This, that.
Well, that's nice.
No more fart. Using the word fart in the office hours. Send to Doug.
But that's the thing. You got to leave your phone at home.
No. I do need.
Okay. Well, you could take a recorder, micro recorder.
No, the phone's fine.
Okay.
It's not.
I do so love man, it's just the idea of it in your hand, though, man.
Yeah, see?
It reminds you of all the times you've used it, that rectangle.
I do check. After I do my run, which is about 30 minutes,
damn,
I will check the phone.
So cool you can run, man.
You don't run?
You?
I have so bad knees, looking. So it sucks. I can't really, but I can feel it sometimes. I can walk. I can like speed walk, you know, or like go up hills or hike.
Now
or
you were. I follow you on the Instagram.
And
you were really while a couple maybe a year or so ago, you were really you were doing some serious weightlifting.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you not done it, or you're not like publishing it so much anymore?
Well, no, I was doing it. I was working with a dude. I was doing like 6 days a week.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of money. And
interesting. And after that's a while, the thing.
Yeah. And now that I'm ending my my late show thing, yeah. My business manager's like, hey, you might want to consider saving some money because you don't know what's coming next. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And then I was like, you know what? When I was 27, I designed my own diet because my bass player one day was like, you're looking pretty chubby, because I've always been like fluctuating weight all my life. And he's like, you look pretty chubby. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. And then I started riding a stationary bike in the basement of the house I was living in. And then I designed my own diet and like restricted calories, and I was being active. And then I lost a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
Got down to really, really good weight. So I figured, why can't I get back into that mindset again? So it's been hard, but
you can still lift weights.
Yeah. No, I have
weights. You're not so dire that you can't belong to a gym.
No, I can do it, but I am going to, I'm getting back into a gym membership. I just haven't had a gym membership in ages.
I don't care for being at the gym.
I have stuff at home, but I'm not motivated enough. That's the problem.
I'm thinking about getting fully ripped and you're tight.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's
cause
fun.
Because the hard part is losing all this big blubber. Oh,
I know. That's
and
my problem.
So
right now.
You'd go and work out and be like, well, this isn't doing anything because it's hidden by the fat.
Yes, 100%.
And so now I'm thinking, what if I got tight? And fucking ripped.
Oh yeah.
Fucking something like that.
Huge,
from the
but just feels like tight. Just and then I stronger. Put oil on me and everything.
Yeah, a little oil. Yeah, totally. It's good. It's good for your
but
kid
I don't,
too.
I need a routine. I need like a light, like a weight routine. Matt, you can help me with that.
Yeah. I've got some options.
You don't
for
need much, Tim. Just get some barbells or handbells or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
those are great ass. No,
dumbbells, tubular bells, handbells, tubular bells, sleigh bells.
But then I have a little gym that I can go to, but I get there and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just start doing this, and I don't know what I'm doing.
You have a little gym that you can go to? I want to hear more about this little gym.
Well, we belong to a pool, and you can go there. There's a little, they have a nice little facility.
Oh, a pool is good. So now swimming, that's the way.
This is not a sponsor. This is not a sponsor. There's an app called Copilot.
Oh, Copilot.
It's $100 a month.
That's true.
And they give you a workout.
Reggie's
all you
not
going
to be able to swing that.
That's true.
Not after Corden goes.
No, when Corden's gone, ain't going to be able to do that. But I appreciate the advice, though.
So what is, let's take a Zoomer, then we'll keep talking.
Matt, I want to hear more about that.
I'll tell you about it. It's called Copilot. It's great.
Okay.
They craft a whole routine.
And
Phil Braun, our old pal Phil Braun.
Oh. Well, Phil brings up, are you religious?
I used to be.
Yeah, really?
I was a calf. Growing
you
up.
Were Catholic?
Yeah, I was Catholic
Amen.
Growing up.
Me too.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Catholic school?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
CCD, Christ. Man.
Well, I didn't have to go to CCD because
I went to CCD.
Catholic school had the religion class.
I didn't go to Catholic school. I went to CCD.
Well, it's interesting. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Phil brought up, can I talk about what you brought up on Twitter today?
Yeah, we had a great discussion this morning.
Yeah, this is an interesting discussion. Let me see if I can find the beginning of it. And maybe Reggie can weigh in, because I think you'd have thoughts on this.
32
the hell
pounds.
Is it?
Well, it was just the thought of, you know, Jesus, who is this omniscient deity, and then all of a sudden he was thrust into the body of a baby who can't ambulate, he can't understand words, and that must have just been a total freak out for him, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, and what's the point of that? Why not bring him back full grown?
Well, you know, he's got to like experience it. It's basically like, hey, you know what they're going through? It's like, yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, but do you? It's like, nah, okay, I'm sending you down there. It's like, oh shit, this is harder than I thought. Basically, that's the vibe.
But it seemed like also, I pointed out that it seems like a risky move in general because, you know, infant mortality rates were so bad back
like
then.
50%.
That is true, actually.
And what a waste of everybody's effort if he goes and croaks in the manger.
Well, maybe they tried several times and that was the only time it was successful.
That's interesting.
I had stuff in my throat.
Couldn't it be easy for just Jesus to kind of stroll in one day in Galilee, being like, hey, let's see this here. And
yeah.
Walk over
walk
water and you'll see.
Yeah, like he just appears. Like,
just walk out of the woods, nobody would know the difference.
Totally. Yeah, because there were so many people.
What?
I mean, random people.
What woods, Phil?
The Galilean woods.
That's true. No. The Galilean
forest. What is he, in the Alpine forest?
Yeah, the forests of Galilee are gorgeous.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, it's like the new Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
This is the new Austria.
It is. The whole thing seems a little bizarre to me. You know, the whole thing.
If you want to get bizarre, check out Zachariah Sitchin and start reading about that dude.
What's that about? Tell us.
That's about, like, you know.
Come on, let's do the Joe Rogan podcast. Okay, right. Now.
So, listen, after MMA, and I trained for several years, and, you know, I got, like, really good. But Telford's looking really good this year. No.
That's a good question.
Basically, his whole thing is ancient aliens. Right? So, like, all the biblical stories are about actual deities. So, like, Ningisu and Ninhata and all these, like, gods were actually beings from another planet called Nibiru, Planet X, or the 12th planet, blah, 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 blah. But whatever you think about that, it is kind of interesting stuff because it's like, wow. Sure.
Well, a lot of these are ancient myths that get repurposed for the...
Exactly. Since Sumerian times.
Phil, did you have anything else you wanted to run past us today?
Well, I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with this new Forever Dog announcement. What? That you guys
Forever
made.
Dog, you can't say about the dog in the spaceship that crashed into the...
That dog is not
Well,
forever.
That's not the issue that I have.
Oh, okay. What's your issue?
Did I anticipate your angle here?
Okay, go
ahead. No, you didn't. Well, I mean, not really, but... if you remember a while back, George Clooney, he gave $14 million to his best friends, and I was one of those recipients and got a little seed money to start a business.
That's right.
You did get that.
And through a couple of trial and errors, I came up with this business, and my business is called Forever Dog.
Yeah.
So I got a little issue with this podcasting Forever Dog thing.
Oh.
What does your business do?
Yeah, what does it do?
Well, you know, I mean, we're coming up on Christmas time here, and you've got your loyal, your loyal dog that you love him, you know, laying by the fire at Christmas time. He's sleeping underneath the tree, and well, what if your dog passes away?
Whoa.
You miss him terribly. Yeah. So I came up with a business where through what I know about preserving deceased dogs is creating a dog that will be there forever, every Christmas from here on out.
Are you talking about taxidermy? And simple taxidermy that's been done?
No, not exactly taxidermy, because I don't know the particulars of taxidermy. What I do... Okay.
What do you do?
Well, I take the dog and I just fill it full of sackcrete.
You fill it full of what?
Sackcrete?
Sackcrete? You know what sackcrete is?
Oh, it's like concrete? Crete? Is it
very quick drying concrete?
Oh, gotcha. Right. How quick we talking?
Oh, I mean, probably like 15 minutes or so.
That's
and the
pretty
dog
quick.
Is going to be, he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to stay still.
Of course.
It's a heavy dog
because he's dead.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, you can lay him underneath your tree.
Yes.
He looks like he's peacefully resting there. And it's just gives you a happy feeling at Christmas time there. So
do you put Scotch Guard or something on the outside so it doesn't fully decompose? Or like, how do you handle the decomposition?
I don't perform that service, but certainly somebody could obtain some. And, we've got various samples.
Your promise, the thing that you're offering, the promise you're offering is to... is to present this dog full of cement, but you're not guaranteeing any kind of rot won't occur, and that's somebody else's problem. What exactly is forever about that?
He's just not going anywhere. All I can tell you is nobody's going to move him.
Is that the tagline? He's just not going anywhere.
Phil, can I? I'm interested in this service, but what I don't like about taxidermy and apparently what you offer is that the dogs are stiff and hard. Is there a way to make the dogs kind of wet?
Doesn't sound like
it. Can they stay kind
moist?
Of articulating? Can you move them around and stuff so they feel warm and wet?
You have to choose the position right in the beginning. You have to choose
I want to be able to pose.
I get to them right as they die. Mm-hmm. So I need to be there. Like, if they die, you need to call me so I can get there in like 10 minutes.
Okay. So it really only applies to people in the Atlanta area.
For now.
Ah.
But I don't want them like standing up. It's kind of creepy if they're standing up looking at you. Like, you know.
Agreed.
Let them lay where they just are found. And it just looks more natural that way. And like they're asleep. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'll thank you, Phil. Good luck to you. So Forever Dog is a podcast company. It's almost like Apple Records with the Beatles and Apple Computers, two very separate things.
Right.
So I think you're in the clear there. But and I'm sure sounds like Forever Dog has been around longer. So if anything, it's on
does.
You.
It does. Precedence. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Just clearing that up.
You might be hearing from our lawyers, in fact.
This is a I'm sure I've told this story before, but it's probably been a while. But this is 100% true.
Oh, cool.
That my parents 10-15 years ago, living down in Florida at a condo building, and the building had a rule about dogs. You could only have small dogs. You couldn't have medium or big sized dogs. Okay.
Makes sense.
There was a gentleman moving in to that complex who had a beloved dog that he couldn't bring with him into the complex.
I'm sorry.
And what he decided to do, again, 100% true, is he had the dog put down and taxidermied to be with him in his...
Oh, my Lord.
Is that crazy? What a psycho.
What? That is so insane.
I know. Perfectly healthy dog from all accounts.
Just give it to someone else.
Couldn't he just have their legs removed so it gets under the weight limit?
Yeah, remove the head.
Remove the head.
Heavy. Oh, a headless dog. Nothing scarier than that.
That's true.
Like those Boston Dynamics.
No, you keep the head and you lose the body.
I got a real life Boston Dynamics in my hand.
All right, Phil. Thanks for that.
Yeah, that's actually, I made me think about that for a while. Thank you, Phil.
He just disappeared.
I got muted, but thanks, guys.
Oh, okay.
Matt, is there anybody on the hotline?
Yeah. There is. There is indeed.
Batman.
404, you are live on the air.
I love Batman.
Hotline? 404, you're live. Perry, is that your name?
404, yep. Error page,
hello,
you
guys.
Are live.
Great to talk to y'all again.
Who's this?
How are y'all doing?
You know, if you're watching the show, you know.
It sounds like he's from Sweden. Go ahead.
I suppose that's true. First of all, Reggie, I know it's been a long time, but I love Spatial. It was a very revelatory and transforming, so thank you for that.
Thank you, man.
I don't know what this is.
It's my special. It's Spatial.
Oh, Spatial. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Tim, I was recently driving with my father from Atlanta to Birmingham, and he let me play the music. I played him Say Yes and Get Back Down to Me, which are my two favorite songs of yours.
Mm.
And at the end of it, I told him, you know, that's a Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric. And his immediate reaction was, his songwriting skills have come a long way from Bloody Nips.
Ah, yes. That's very nice. Would you give your dad a big wet kiss on the lips for me?
That's so sweet.
I will. I'll give him one for the entire Trinity. And my final comment, I recently found this out. I am 1 degree of separation away from the rascal Doug Lusenhop.
What?
Apparently, he performed in a stand-up show. It was like a stand-up music comedy show in a basement in Atlanta, circa 2013 or so.
Doug?
Doug, I'm sure you don't remember it, but my friend Dane says hi.
Oh,
Dane Cook. How could I forget that? Yeah, I think I was with Mikey. And Andre Hyland, perhaps, on that.
Well, there you go.
Well, that is fascinating.
Damn, man.
I believe that.
you brought some really nice things to the table.
Hi there.
Let's boil down.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
Let's boil down
guys.
The call.
All right,
loves
man.
Your special. Dad likes my music.
Dane says
knows
hi.
I'm like Dylan. Somebody that knows Doug.
That's a lot.
That's pretty much
That's
it.
The Trinity. You're right.
Great stuff. Let's see.
Can I do my music news real quick?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you, Vic.
Always angling for that. Always angling for that.
Vic's music news update. You got some big stuff out there happening in the world of music.
What's going on?
In the world of music.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got another. I'm just going to explain it real quick.
Okay.
So, legendary rocker Frank Stallone, he has...
Is that how you describe him?
Yeah.
Legendary rocker?
Yeah, he's far from over.
Mainstay?
He's taking it back, you know, in the Rocky.
Rocky.
But unfortunately...
Little bone from Sylvester there. Got
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, he sent three of his new guitars to some random dude he was talking to in England, in Sussex. And he wanted that person to scuff him up and make him look old and age him. Yeah.
It's called...
Relic.
He wanted his guitars to look to be reliced, which I had to look up. Yeah. And it that's means a real to make them, make them look like they've been played for like years.
That's yeah. So, oh, man. So he's like, been playing the work.
Make
he's
them look
cheating.
Fake patina.
That's cutting
and
also, the line.
And Stallone's, or Frank owns a guitar company, so he could just do it himself. But anyway, so he's just talking to this random guy.
To England.
So he mailed these three guitars to this dude in England, and then that dude just disappeared.
Oh my God,
so
that's great.
Now, yeah, so now he's just like, as
in the fucking North Sea, you three, go fucking get it. That I don't know who the fuck it is.
And now he's like flipping out on Instagram.
Check it out. You see how old this guitar is? It was actually new. It made it, and if you send me all your guitars, you have to send all of them.
I'm going to take them down to the rocks and give them a little scuff.
Yeah, give them a what's what.
Yeah. It'd be like Pete Townsend himself has been playing it for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
No worries.
That's right. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, chip the paint a little bit.
Yeah. We're taking it to Sussex. Then we'll take it out to Croydon. Yeah. Then we'll bring it up to Birmingham.
What I'll do is I fucking take it and I drop the fucker.
Yeah, right.
Just drop it right on the ground.
Proper.
Proper. Yeah. You get a nice scuff that way.
Yeah, right.
You get a little belt buckle on the back, you know, so you get that scuff on it.
Love the language. Love the language.
Scuff it up. Yeah, I'll scuff it up. Are you the fucking guy from Rocky?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm his brother.
Oi, who are you?
Send me 900 quid. I'll take care of it. I'll scuff his fuck out of it for you.
Come out of there. Come out of there.
Matt, what did that say in the top there? What did this thing say at the top? He's like flipping out like at that post there?
This follow-up post?
Yeah, what does that say?
Oh,
it's directed to Simon.
The guy who did this to him.
Oh, what does he say? Like, oh, is a shout? Is a call-out?
Yeah. If you think for 1 second that you're going to rip my guitars off and get away with it, ask anyone that knows me.
Oh.
He's going to Sussex.
When this hits the worldwide press, you'll never be able to show your face.
Lamar just picked this up.
WWE.
I think this is a good movie idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, oh, my God. In a world where guitars were valued by one man, and he took a chance on changing. But it changed him forever.
I want my scuffed up guitars back. I'm coming for you.
Fran Tarkington gives you.
Maybe the guy's still like scuffing Rambo. Him is what I'm thinking. It takes a while. He's
Dumbo.
He's playing him out. He's scuffing it.
Yeah.
Honest
yeah,
scuffing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He's not taking sandpaper.
He might not be checking his phone all
he's
the
out
time
there ripping
too.
Gigs
it's
every night.
It's just always like he has like a lineup of musicians that have gigs and it's just constantly being played.
Yeah.
Like at this rate in 2 months it should age 23 years by calculation.
It takes some time. It takes some fucking time.
With special appearance. Was starring Sylvester Stallone. Yo, Frank, I don't know if you should take. I think you just let this one go. Okay?
Frank, you can't just leave. What are you gonna do about the kids?
I gotta get my guitars back.
Okay, but just come back, okay?
Hey, yo, Frank, maybe like let this be. You know, you should have called me. I'd scuff it up big time. Bang, ding.
I'll scuff it up for you.
Listen, I understand how you get, but you know, you might want to reconsider this one.
I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad, you know. After all, you're not such a great guitar player, anyhow.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going with you.
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh boy,
there it is.
What was that? It's like somewhere between a body punch and a gunshot.
Body blows.
Yeah.
How about how in those Rocky movies, how quickly everybody would be dead with the way they're punching each other?
Oh my God. Totally.
Brains pounded.
Classic brain pounder.
Yeah.
And he's going for the brain pounder, it looks like. Oh, that's going to cost him.
So it's when life. Do you have a date on this wrap up with the Corden show?
Yeah, I do. Her name is Jennifer. No, it's the 28th
it's
of
been
April.
Oh, well, so we've got a few months, 6 months, six months.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've got things in your head.
No,
that
I have nothing.
You have nothing.
No, just kidding. No one wants to hire me. I've been banned. Now this was it. This is my last shot at entertainment. After
and
this,
you did it.
I'm going into contracting.
Yeah.
I'll make dog houses.
You'll do some kind of serious XM show. Probably. Like Paul Schaefer
pretty
does.
Serious, yeah.
But that's a fun run you did there.
No, you know what? It was funny, and it was, the thing is about it. It was when I sat down with him, and he was like, "Oi, you shouldn't. Yeah. You want to be like on this show?" Because that's his accent, yeah. For real. And I was like, "Yeah." What's like? And he's like, "Listen, man." And he actually said this. He was like, "Listen, if you do this, man, you could like, we're gonna tape it like 4, you know." You'll be done by 5:30. Your car could already be running and you're out of there. And that's exactly what happens every day. I show up at 3:45 or 3:50.
You're not plugging anything in.
No, we're not plugging anything in. Not anymore. And then I just show up 3:45, 3:50. We start taping at 4:00. We're done at 5:30. Wow. And I'm out of there. So fuck, he was actually 100%. And he was like, we're only going to do it for 5 years. So we went 8 years. So there we go.
That's never a good sign, though, when somebody leads with, it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy.
Anyone could do this.
Yeah, anyone could do this.
I did a show, a sitcom that, did I tell the sitcom story? I don't know.
I don't think you did.
I didn't.
Not to me.
Didn't work out.
Not to me.
Let me just say it didn't work out.
Okay.
But I was going to do a couple episodes of the show, and one of the first things someone says, it's the hours are so great. It's pretty... It's pretty. It's a light load. I'm like, oh, that's not a good sign for quality. I mean, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to get tortured with your work.
No,
but you got to find that balance. It's fun, man. We're in there. We don't want to leave.
Yeah. Totally.
But
it's work you want to do.
It's work you want to do. But you are so much more than just a band leader.
Yeah, I mean, I got some things in the works, but my thing is like I want to make more film and video stuff and some immersive theatrical experiences. Yeah.
You're always like right on the cutting edge of stuff, and now you could. Well, it seems like you've had time all this time to do stuff.
I have
12, 11 and a half hours.
I've done some stuff, but I want to really get in there and like do more of my own projects.
Yeah,
you know, and just like be known, more known for that.
How did you? You brought your Lion 6, so I'm hoping we can do a little jam with these guys.
I did. I brought a Lion 6.
And maybe...
6.
Oh, it's already almost 11. This show's flying by today. Maybe we'll do that after the break. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll jam later. But what was your introduction to that, to the looping, to your, you know, your signature style that you've now... What was the, was there a light bulb moment that said, oh, whoa, this fucking thing is cool?
technically my jazz voice teacher, one of my jazz voice teachers when I went to Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle, Jay Clayton is her name. And she used to use a Digitech, I think it was a Digitech 16 second delay or whatever it was called. And, that was kind of a looper. It was a rudimentary looper, and you could just keep adding stuff on top of it. So she used to make these atmospheric vocal pieces, and I thought that was really cool. And then I remember someone using a boomerang, which also had a looping function on it. And then, there was the jam man as well, and so some friends were using that. And so I was like seeing this looping stuff. But then Line 6 came out with the DL4, and it was really like I wasn't looking for a looper. The Line 6, really what I was looking for was a delay pedal because I was using a Roland Space Echo RE-101. So the problem with the Space Echo is it uses real tape. If I'm going on the road in Europe, that tape's going to break all the time. I'm going to be fixing it. So I was
Reggie, real quick.
Yeah.
What was your instrument at that time? Or what were you running through these effects pedals?
Well, they're just vocals.
Just vocals.
Yeah, just vocals.
So you were the singer of a band.
I was, well, kind of. I was a keyboardist in this jazz band that urged me to get the Space Echo, or sorry, the DL4 as opposed to the Space Echo because we were going on tour. And I was doing some vocal stuff, but it was mostly keyboard stuff. But when I was doing vocals, it was using the 101, which I changed to DL4. When I toured in Europe, we got me and this other guy who did all the effects processing. He got a Line 6 too, but then I noticed it had a loop mode in the 6:00 position, and I was like, "Oh, what's that about?" And I started using that to sketch ideas for my band that I was in, that I was singing with.
What's the band? Do we know about this band?
Yeah, Mocktube.
Mocktube.
Yeah, and so I started sketching. I'd be like, "Oh, it kind of sounds like," and then I would sing over it. And then the band would be like, "Oh," and they'd start playing. And once they got it, I'd pull the loop out, and then we'd expand.
Yeah,
And so that's how it started. And then it became like me filling time when the band, when we'd have like these jam nights or whatever, and the band would take a break. And of course I couldn't get off stage. So I'd stay on stage and just like fill time. And then that became, then that expanded into my own show.
Yeah. When did it occur to you that this could be used as a comedic device? Cause you're like in the jazz world.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I'd done comedy in high school, so I always loved making people laugh, and I was like always
a funny guy.
I'm a funny guy.
You're one of those guys where you're just like, well, he's just kind of funny.
Yeah, totally. Just a goofball. I like goofing. Goofabouts. I goof him up. So yeah, I just love it. So I did it in high school, and then I was kind of jonesing for it in the mid '90s in Seattle, and there was sketch groups. I did two sketch groups with these younger actors who all lived in a house that were going to the University of Washington. And so became friends with them, did sketch with them, and then an opportunity, then like, you know, not the state, but Stella,
you know,
came out. I saw those and I was like, oh my gosh, those are my people.
Yeah.
Then they happened to come to Seattle and then I met them and I met Eugene Merman. Eugene's like, we're doing, invite them up at, you know, New York if you ever want to come.
Oh,
because
shit.
If you ever want to come, you know, and then I was writing with a band as a temporary lead singer for a year for this band who was based out of New York. So I was in New York and I was like, Eugene, I'm here. Can I play? Did that. Went to the show. They got me the Line 6 DL4. I brought my Line 6 DL4, plugged it in, did my comedy, whatever the fuck it is. And people liked it. And so I just needed
that one little connection.
Yeah.
Meet somebody. I'm sure they're interested to meet you.
Yeah.
And they're like, cool, come by and do it.
Yeah. And that was it. And everybody was like, all right. You know, it was like, because, you know, we all come from that. It's like, it was a clubhouse of all these like weirdo, whatever, outsider, whatever, alt-com, whatever you want to call it. But that was like the only place that was happening in New York at that time. And then, of course, it blew up and everybody started their own nights.
Were you, when I've seen you many times, and I got to see you recently.
Oh, right.
When we did this show together.
Yeah, that's right.
Very weird show.
I know, it was a weird show, but kind of worked. It worked. Yeah.
But I just hadn't seen you for a while. It was just so nice to see you do what you do. And I even wrote you, which I don't often do.
Yeah, I know, that was awesome.
I just said, wow, it's so great to see, especially after not seeing people for a while.
Yeah.
And what prep is going into when you go up, or have you always gone up there kind of knowing that it's going to be an improvisational exploration?
It's always no prep.
No.
My favorite state is like, especially if it's even like a huge gig or something like that. Like I'm like talking to somebody. It's like, So you were checking out that Mars mission. It was pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool. So you grew up in like, Reggie, you're on stage. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll talk to you a little bit later. And then I just walk on stage. Like, I love not being even remotely close to thinking about the performance until I'm walking to the
microphone. I know that feeling. Cause it happens.
It happens.
And
man.
There's not much you can do to even prepare for it except be open to it.
No. And plus if you've done it like for as many thousands of hours as you have, it's like that's just kind of what you do.
Yeah,
you know?
I stretch though. I stretch because I don't want to hurt myself.
I gotta do that. I gotta do that because as I get older, you know, it's like I can't just do the things that I used to do when I was in my 20s. You know?
We're gonna take a quick break.
Let's do it,
and then we'll be back. And Reggie, they'll give you a second to maybe we'll come back to a jam and a little whatever you want to do. No plans, and that's what we want.
Okay,
and then we'll have more calls. And more adventures with the gang here.
Nice.
We're going to solve a mystery.
Oh, my God.
There's a mystery to solve.
The Brown Hornet.
The Brown Hornet. All right, folks. See you in a few.
Very interesting.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
Taste the butter spread. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread. To get your butter spread all on me. I don't like the way it mixes with my mac and cheese.